Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs. This is the Great America Show. Welcome and great to have you with us as we celebrate truth, justice, and the American way. Now, two more days before the biggest midterms of our times. The Marxist Dems getting crazier by the day. Puppet President Biden, the crazy-in-chief, given television airtime to attack the Republican Party in the final week before the elections. You think the globalist corporate media isn't in on the vast Marxist disinformation campaign? Oh, yeah, they're definitely compliant and definitely complicit. So Biden calls out the Republicans for what he claimed was their extremism, as if they were the ones shipping tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine without any accounting of the money. Who received it? What was bought? How much is left, if any? Who demanded the southern border be turned over to the Mexican drug cartels? Who was it who invited 6 million illegals to cross that now unguarded border and be flown in the dead of night to communities all over the United States? Who did that? Who has a deal with the cartels to allow them to poison millions of young Americans with their deadly drugs? Who's let them kill hundreds of thousands of young Americans with their fentanyl from China? Does anyone in the Marxist Dem Party give a damn about America and Americans? Certainly not our impaired puppet president and his Marxist Dem masters. The Democrats are now the party from hell, and if the polls are right, there will be a reckoning. As many as 4 Democrat senators will lose their races Tuesday and their seats. Almost 50 House Democrats could lose theirs, and RCP projects Republicans will pick up 3 more governorships to add to the current 24. And we have an improved understanding after 2020 of just how important those state secretaries of state really are. And by the way, 27 secretaries of state, most are responsible for running the elections in their states, are now Republican. And after George Soros poured so much money into electing attorneys general all around the country, more folks are paying attention to those critically important races as well. And 27 states have Republican attorneys general. And our guest today is working hard to raise that number to 28. Our guest is attorney Matt DiPerno. He's running against a Marxist Dem incumbent in the great state of Michigan. Matt has the endorsement of President Trump and joins us now. Matt, first of all, welcome to the Great America Show. Great to have you with us. And I know you're in a very tight race. How does your internal polling look?
Thanks for having me on, Lou. But we are in a statistical dead heat right now. But over the last 6 weeks, our internals have showed us in the lead by about 4.6 points, which we think is where these pollsters really miss out on a lot of Republicans that they can't reach. So we feel real good about our race right now.
Well, great. And I think your assessment of polling right now, with the exceptions of people like Kahaley and Trafalgar, and McLaughlin and the McLaughlin Group and a few others, CBS and Emerson, I think you're exactly right about their polling. You know, those are the four pollsters of class right now, led by Kahaley and McLaughlin. Generally, you've been hitting hard on the incumbent attorney general, based on what I have been reading and hearing. I mean, she's in real trouble. She seems to be at absolute cross purposes with the people of Michigan. Am I wrong?
No, she absolutely is. She's not focusing on the issues that people really care about right now in the state of Michigan. You know, we have the highest crime rate that we've seen in decades, a 30% increase in murders since she took office, 750% increase in carjackings. The fentanyl problem in Michigan is a big, big problem, and she just doesn't want to deal with it. So, you know, she's out of touch on that issue, and she's out of touch on the education issue. We've got parents complaining across the state about pornography in their school libraries, and she comes out and says she wants to put a drag queen in every classroom. So she is out of touch, and these are issues that parents care about, and we're going to restore parental rights in this state. And so the Democrats are just missing these issues right now.
Right. You know, it doesn't surprise me that she's not listening. I have to say it does surprise me that in the face of that call for greater decency and a higher level of education, she insists on drag queens. But we shouldn't be surprised because the Marxist Dems nationwide aren't listening to the American voters. The party is insisting on their constituents and their coalition, if you will, the Democratic Party. They're demanding that they follow the Marxist agenda of the party from Washington, D.C. But in state by state, as you say it, Dems simply not listening to Michigan voters, and they're cramming their agenda down the throats of everyone. It isn't happening just in Michigan. Where in the world is this going to end with these Marxist Dems?
Well, it's, I think it's going to end in this election in large part. And we see this really coming to light in Dearborn, Michigan. I've been working in Dearborn, Michigan now for a couple months, getting in, meeting with people, building relationships. And these are, you know, deeply religious people, largely Muslim, that have voted for Democrats for going on 20 years now. Some Chaldeans in that community, but they're tired of what they're seeing in their schools. Dana Nessel's tried to shut down churches over the last 2 years. She's tried to cancel contracts with religious organizations. A federal court has told Dana Nessel, stop weaponizing your office against people with deeply held religious beliefs. But Dana continues to attack him. And now with this pornography issue in the school, she continues to side with the Department of Education. And really what they want to do is they want to divide parents and children. Listen, Hillary Clinton wrote a book about it many years ago. Said it takes a village to raise our children. That's what the Democrats are trying to push right now. Critical race theory divides parents and children. If they can separate the parents from their children, then they can indoctrinate them much more easy.
You know, I know you're strong on the issue of parental rights, asserting parental rights. Those parents should be in charge of the schools, not the two largest teachers unions in the country, which have frankly just devastated a whole year of young people's education. And hopefully they can have that repaired. It's a very tough chore to do so, as you know. But without strong parental rights, the Marxist left takes over our schools. In some cases, they've done so. So I am delighted that you're carrying that message to the folks in Michigan. The idea that those churches, churches, synagogues, mosques, you name it, they should all be supporting you, are they?
They are right now. We're getting a lot of support from these groups that have historically voted Democrat, and it's because they're waking up now to the idea that they're losing their parental rights, and they see it happening right in front of them with school board meetings. When they go to school board meetings and express their opinion, Dana Nessel, along, you know, lockstep with Merrick Garland, literally has called parents domestic terrorists, and they're upset about that. And not only that, but we have a state law in Michigan that clearly states that parents have a fundamental right to direct their children's education. Dana Nessel and the rest of these Democrats want to ignore it. Obama just came to the state of Michigan last weekend to rally with the Democrats. And one of the people they brought out was the director of the Michigan Department of Education, who sat up there and just in a very tone-deaf fashion, you know, screamed at everyone in the state, telling them that it's the schools that have the right to dictate people's education, and parents have no rights at all. And this is very tone deaf at this point in the election.
Sex education, gender assignment on elementary school children. I mean, it's just outrageous. I'm so glad you're doing something about it, that you're going to get something done. And Matt, I want to talk about the other issue here, and you mentioned it. Fentanyl is just crossing the border. The Mexican drug cartels, in league with the Communist Party of China, the CCP, is exporting fentanyl, the ingredients necessary to build it. They're shipping scientists into Mexico to actually manufacture it, and then the cartels make a fortune shipping it in to the United States, where they're killed last year, the estimate is 107,000 Americans. You and I both know it's a lot higher than that. Somebody has to stand up, and amongst those are states' attorneys general to start protecting their state citizens.
Well, absolutely. And we got several, border crossings to Canada in Michigan. We also have the southern border of Michigan that runs with Indiana, Ono, and Ohio. We have an attorney general who's too much of a coward to stand up to these Mexican drug cartels, because in order to do that, she'd first have to admit that there is a border crisis. She refuses to do it. She's got an open immigration policy, but more importantly, she's got a defund the police policy. And she's got more police under investigation right now in this state than any time in the state's history. We have police officers who are just, they're tired of the constant investigations and harassment. They can't do their job. They're underfunded. They don't have the counseling services they need. And it's all because of a very hostile relationship that the attorney general creates. She just doesn't like police.
You know, that's quite a statement. The highest law enforcement officer in the state of Michigan doesn't like police. Are the police unions, the sheriff's associations, are they supporting you?
No, the union supports her, but the sheriffs themselves support me. So Dana Nessel just came out about a week and a half ago, finally, with her endorsements list of sheriffs in the state. We have 83 counties. The best she could do was get 5 counties' sheriffs to support her, all the most radical counties in the state. The rest of them have abandoned her. But sure, she still has the union, right? But not the actual rank and file. They don't like her. I've talked to many of them about the way she handles her office. They all say she's entirely hostile to them. They don't feel safe working for her, and they want to change.
Well, safety is a very important element of everyone's life in America. The teachers make our children feel unsafe. They are unsafe in the hands of many of those radical left teachers who are indoctrinating rather than educating in our schools. Your ideas about parental rights and returning control of those schools, our public schools, are the great equalizers in this society. We don't need a bunch of perverse left-wing activists in the classrooms. We need great teachers teaching great young people how to realize their potential and helping them do so. And I'm so glad to hear you putting those primary issues forward as your priorities. I want to say, you know, we always give our guests the last word here on the Great America Show, Matt. Give us your concluding thoughts as you go into these final days of this election, if you will, please, sir.
Yeah. So the deal we've always had with the teachers and the teachers union has been, we send our kids to a school in the day, And they're supposed to teach them math, reading, science, things like that. And we want our children back in the evening so that we can parent them. That's not up to the school. And that's where the takeover is being attempted right now by these teachers' union. They know that if they can get a hold of our children at a young age now, they can indoctrinate them, they can divide the family and destroy the nuclear family. And I think that's ultimately the goal of these cultural Marxists. And that's why this election's so important. We have to beat them. We're going to do it on Tuesday. We're running ahead right now, and we just need every Republican out there in the state of Michigan to come out, cast their ballot for me. And we've made a great headway with independents, soft Democrats, because people know whether you're an independent Republican or Democrat, what we really care about is safe cities. We want to eliminate inflation, bring it down, lower gas prices. We want to support our police and fix our education system. And that's a message that resonates with everyone, regardless of political party.
Well, Matt, I've known you for a while. I know how important electoral integrity is to you. I know what an idealist you are and what a great attorney general you'll make. I want to say I am so delighted for you. I wish you all the very best. We're pulling for you. Folks all over the country are pulling for Matt DiPerno, and I hope the people of Michigan know how fortunate they would be to have you as their attorney general. Matt DiPerno, thanks for being with us here on the Great America Show, and good luck Tuesday. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Our guest tomorrow is driving the Marxist Dems and the national corporate media berserk. She's running for governor in the great state of Arizona. Our guest is Carrie Lake, and she's leading in the polls everywhere. She's our guest here tomorrow on the Great America Show. Please join us. Until then, God bless you, and may God bless America.